Testy. Hello. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. And what I'd like to talk about tonight is what chapter 6 and verse 3 has to say. And it says, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. I'd like to talk about that. What does that mean? This is Jesus talking here, Jesus teaching his disciples and the multitude. Jesus has been healing people. The multitude has been following Jesus. And so he teaches them and his disciples. And he uses and he quotes this. He said, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. So, and I'll just say this. Does that mean I have to hide my left hand behind my back so that it doesn't see what my right hand does? Of course not. That's not what it means. So what I'd like to do is go through the lesson tonight and then maybe take 10, 15 minutes before the class is over and we can ask this question again then. So let's read Matthew chapter 6. Verses 1 through 4. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou dost thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou dost alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. So we see here that Jesus, teaching his disciples, teaching the multitude, he says, you need to take heed, talking to them, and he says that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. So we see here right off the bat, verse 1, that Jesus is telling them that you not do your alms to be seen of men. So we see here that what is man usually after? What's he looking for? Recognition. And I say that, brothers, because I think that we all have that problem within ourselves. We want to be known. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want to be recognized. But what is Jesus saying here? He says, do not do it before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward before God. And what are alms? Or what are alms? Is it a good deed? Okay. And according to the Jews, it was a commandment that God wanted them to help those that were needy. And it has something to do with sharing your goods with those that are less fortunate than you are. I'm having trouble speaking tonight. I was at the dentist earlier and the numbness is going away and the pain is starting to feel the pain, but I think we'll get to our class. And so This is what alms is. But what Jesus is trying to teach us here, what Jesus is telling them is don't find glory within yourselves before men, but we should what? Glorify God. That God should have the honor and the glory. And he says in verse 2, therefore, when thou dost thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets. So he gives us some examples. And what does he mean by when we sound our trumpets? You know, and we use the term, you know, I don't mean to toot my own horn. It kind of means the same. You know, I don't want to give myself any credit. But, you know, this and this is what I've done. And so Jesus is saying, you know, don't get up on the highest mountain and sound your trumpet so that everyone can see what you're doing. He says, but God knows, you know, and he will reward us. And he uses the word hypocrites here. And once again, you know, it's a harsh word, but, you know, it's a true word. What is a hypocrite? You say one thing and we do the opposite. And so this is what Jesus is saying here. And so he says in verse 3, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand does. And then he says in verse 4, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Let's turn over to Matthew chapter 23. And the rest of our lesson will be taken from Matthew chapter 23. I like this chapter because Jesus, and he explains it a little bit more about what we're trying to accomplish here tonight. And he says in chapter 23, beginning with verse 1, then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that you observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not do. So what is Jesus saying here? You know, follow what the scribes and the Pharisees have you to do. Listen to them and follow what they're saying, because what they're saying is true. But do not do what they do. Why? Because what they were preaching, they weren't what? They weren't practicing within themselves. And Jesus uses the scribes and the Pharisees because according to their time, these are what? Spiritual leaders among the people. But yet we see that the glory wasn't given to God. Man wants the glory. And through this lesson, we'll see, and I'd like to for us to think about other religions in our time. That we see this, what Jesus will be talking about here in these verses. We see that this is happening now, but yet people still worship these people, worship these men, worship these women, worship their leaders. But again, we see that what Jesus is teaching us, that the honor and the glory is to God. And so we say that, we said that what Jesus says here is that, you know, listen to them, follow what they're telling you as far as the law, but don't practice what they practice. And so this is something that sometimes we tend to do. If I was to tell you don't steal, but yet I turn around and steal. You know, it's the same thing that we're talking about. It reminds me of Matthew chapter 7. And Matthew chapter 7 verses 1 through 5 talks about judge not that you be not judged. And he says, when you tell your brother, you know, you help him take the stake out of his eyes, but yet you have what? You have a stake in your own eye. So in order for you to help your brother, we have to do what? We have to take out the stake that is in our own eyes first to be able to help our brothers. And this is what the Pharisees and the scribes were doing. They were having these men or having these people follow the law, but yet they weren't following the law. They wanted them to follow it to a T. And he says in verse 4, for they bind heavy burdens. I'm reading in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 4. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. Verse 5, but all their works they do for to be seen of men. And I think that this is the problem that we have nowadays, brethren. And it's so easy for us to fall in that predicament or in that temptation. Because how many of us don't like to be patted on the back? Yes, we do. And I'll use this as an example. When we serve, when we're here serving God, is the honor and glory, because I'm up here teaching the class, is the honor and glory, is it for me? No. Who should we focus on? On God. So we serve so that the honor and glory may go to God, not to us. But again, sometimes we fall, and it's so easy, you know, to fall in something like this. He says, they make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments and love the uppermost rooms at the feast and the chief seats in the synagogues. And the greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. And so I ask you now, what religious group do we see that is practicing this? There's several of them out there, men and women wearing purple robe. I've seen some with purple robe, you know, a white collar, to distinguish them from the rest of the group. They have the first seat. They want to be worshipped. We see another example in, and it was mentioned last week, Wednesday, in the devotional. Who else do we see practicing this? We see the Pope. How many men and women call him father? How many men and women call him rabbi? How many men and women worship him? We see here that Jesus is telling us that the honor and glory is not for us, but it is for God. But yet we love the uppermost rooms, the feast, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and the greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. Verse 8, but be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master. And what is a rabbi? And I think that verse 8 defines it. Teacher, what word does he use in verse 8? Master. What is his reply? There is only what? One master. And so between us, between men, there should be no rabbi. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I'd like to look at these verses, chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Because the Apostle Paul tells the brethren there at Corinth that when he came, when he preached to them, when he came to them, he didn't come with eloquent speech. He says, I didn't come with the speech, you know, or man's wisdom to teach you, to preach to you. But he says, I came knowing only Christ and Christ crucified, is what the Apostle Paul says here. Chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And so when men are up here praising themselves, then we see that our faith doesn't stand on the wisdom of God, but stands on the wisdom of whom? Of man. What does Romans chapter 1 and verse 7 say about, or 17, 16 and 17 say about the word of God? That it is the power for what? It is the power of salvation. So this is what Peter, the Apostle Paul is saying here. I came to you to preach the gospel. I didn't come with enticing words. I didn't come with any wisdom of man, but I came with the word of God to preach to you, because the power is in the word of God. And this is why he says in verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And so, going back to Matthew chapter 22, we need to be careful not to want the praise and the honor for ourselves, because we are servants of God. And if we want to be first, Scripture says that we have to what? We have to serve. So it's not sitting up in the front and wearing the special clothes and being honored by everyone, but it's by serving your fellow brethren. And God will give us our reward. Don't expect it from man, but from God. So let's continue, because we're almost, we're running out of time. Back to Matthew chapter 23, verse 8. And so we see here that Jesus says, be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither ye be called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is the greatest among you shall be your servant. So we see here Jesus giving us the reply that we should call no other man a master, because there is only one master. And I'd like for us to turn to Malachi. Malachi chapter 2. God speaks to his priest through Malachi in Malachi chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. And we see the same situation going on here. He says here, beginning with verse 1, "And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name." We see here what God is telling them through Malachi. He says, if you don't see to give me the glory, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse you your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feasts. Verse 6. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found. He's talking about Levi. He says, the law of truth was in his mouth, and the iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn my many away from iniquity. And then he says in verse 7, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law of at his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But you are departed out of the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Thank you. Therefore, I have also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as you have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. So we see that these Pharisees, and we see here in Malachi chapter 2, that God is telling these priests through Malachi that what were they doing with the people that they're supposed to be leading? They're the religious leaders, and they're supposed to be leading God's people. And what are they doing? They're causing them to what? To stumble. And yet they're not giving God the honor and the glory, but to themselves. And so as we go from Malachi into the book of Matthew, we see, because even we don't have time, but read Malachi chapter 3. Talks about John the Baptist and Christ, that he is the fuller soap. He is the refiner. If we turn to Matthew, where we're reading, that's Jesus refining the silver, cleaning house, as we might say, because the priests have not obeyed. They've led the people astray. But once again, brethren, it's ourselves that, you know, we want that honor and that glory. But yet we need to remember, brethren, that it is the honor and glory is to God. The last verse that I'd like to read, and then we'll go back to answering the question that was asked this evening, is Philippians chapter 2. Verses 1 through 8. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the brethren in Philippi. If there Be therefore any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any vows and mercies. Fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife and what? Vainglory. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also unto the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So what is the Apostle Paul telling us here? What should we do? Not to look for what? My own. Not to look for vainglory, is what he says here. But look to others. And sometimes, brethren, it's kind of difficult to look to others and help others of our brethren. We'd rather help ourselves. We'd rather want the honor and the glory. And so the Apostle Paul is telling us to be what? To be Christ-like. Because Christ, being the Son of God, what? He came down to this earth and was willing to serve and die for our sins. And this is why he says we need to learn to serve. We can also read John chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, when Jesus washes his disciples' feet. But let's go to the question, because we've got 10 minutes. So what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 3, When thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. What does that mean? Would anyone like to answer?
Don't do your charitable deeds just to be seen, but to bring yourself on there. Be willing to give because it's in your heart to help somebody, not to gain honor.
Okay. Okay. And it's more as wanting to be seen by men. Wanting to seen by others. Anyone else? Brother Zach? Okay, thank you for your comment, Brother Obed.
Thank you. doing exactly that as it says. He's living his best, and his life is a testament of his spirit. Know what he is, a right man, stronger, a more useful person.
And what was he praying? You know, what was he saying in his prayer?
Verse 11 said, first he stood and prayed, thus with his son, God, I thank thee that I am not as a man, or as a worshiper, but as adulterers, or even as his son.
And so he's giving himself the praise, and he says, I'm sure glad that I'm not like this person sitting right next to me. No. And so we, because we can fall in the same, we can fall in the same trap, because so easily, like I said, we want glory. We want to be honored, but within the Lord's church, within us, within the body, the honor and the glory is to God. Whether it be serving as a teacher, song leader, prayer, a teacher, you know, in the classrooms, anything that we do, doing yard work, whatever it may be, you know. Because God knows. God knows our intentions. God knows our heart. I also had Psalms chapter 139 where David is telling God, you know every part of my being. God knows our intentions. If you read Psalms chapter 139. Scripture also says that God knows every hair. He's counted every hair on your head. So he knows us. He knows our intentions. And God will reward us, but not the way that we want to be rewarded. God will reward us. God will bless us. And the comment that was made, alms is related to helping those that are less fortunate than you. Because I believe I read it in Deuteronomy, it talks about God telling his people, okay, if your brother is needy, give him everything that he needs from what you have. if he is a servant of you, let him serve 7 years and then set him free. If he wants to stay with you, then, if he wants to leave, give him everything that he needs. Don't. And so it's about charity. It's about giving. And God will reward us. God will bless us for what we do. And also, I'd like to kind of get us ready for the next lesson. And see if I've got it here. Okay. I'd like for us to think about this one and think about it, look up some scripture on it, make some comments. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 14. This is what I'd like for us to study on next week, Lord willing. Many are called, but few are chosen. It's real easy to understand, so it seems, but what does it mean? Many are called, but few are chosen. Anyone else that'd like to make a comment as far as do not let your left hand know what your right hand doeth or does.
Well, the scripture says that if you receive the honor, then
that's your reward.
Right.
Amen, brother. Yes. So this ends our lesson for tonight. Let's end with a closing prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your love. Thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for our sins. We ask you to be with us, Father, as your church, and as we leave this place as individuals, Father, that we may not give ourselves, Father, the honor and the glory, Father, but that we may look to you, Father, for wisdom and to give you, Father, the honor and glory in our lives. We thank you, Father, once again for your blessings. Be with those that were mentioned this evening, those that are sick, those that are in the hospital, and those that are traveling, Father, be with them as well. We ask you, Father, to forgive us of our sins that we commit in your presence. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.